Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima, reading you the evening news. I am Matsina. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu honored with Timor-Leste's highest civilian award. PM Modi says proud moment for country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi releases 109 high-yielding, climate-resilient and bio-fortified crop varieties at India Agricultural Research Institute in New Delhi. Women and Child Development Minister Annapurna Devi calls for center-state collaboration to enhance welfare programs. And Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton emphasizes on recent political crisis in Bangladesh and its impact in Nagaland. Now the news in detail. During the last leg of her three-nation tour, President Draupadi Murmu visited Timor-Leste, where she was conferred the country's highest civilian award, the Grand Collar of the Order of Timor-Leste. She held bilateral discussions with the President and Prime Minister of the island country in Delhi yesterday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed immense pride over President Draupadi Murmu's recognition. In a social media post, Modi said that it is a proud moment for country to see the Indian President being honoured with highest civilian award of Timor-Leste. He said this prestigious honour reflects strong ties and mutual respect between India and Timor-Leste. Modi said that it is also a recognition of her monumental contribution to public life for several years. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today released 109 high-yielding, climate-resilient and bio-fortified crop varieties at the India Agricultural Research Institute in New Delhi. The 109 varieties of 61 crops include 34 field crops and 27 horticultural crops. Among the field crops, seeds of various kinds of cereal including millets, forage crops, oil seeds, pulses, sugarcane, cotton, fiber, and other potential crops were released. The horticultural crops will cover different varieties of fruits, vegetables, plantation crops, tubers, spices, flowers, and medicinal plants. On the occasion, the Prime Minister also interacted with farmers and scientists. Discussing the importance of these new crop varieties, Modi stressed on significance of value addition in agriculture. The farmers said that these new varieties will be highly beneficial as they will help reduce their expenditure and also have a positive impact on the environment. Meanwhile, Union Minister for Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, said that today is a historic day for farmers as the 109 varieties of 65 crops which have been released will help increase farmers' income, enhance production and reduce costs. Women and Child Development Minister Annapurna Devi has emphasized the importance of collaborative efforts between centre and states to ensure well-being of women and children across the country. The minister said this while chairing her first national-level meeting with ministers of Women and Child Development, Social Welfare in states and administrators and lieutenant governors in union territories via video conferencing yesterday. The minister stressed that such collaboration is essential to realizing the vision of a developed India. She also highlighted the ministry's flagship programs under Mission Saksham Anganwadi and Poshan 2.0, Mission Vatsalya and Mission Shakti. 21 out of 28 state ministers participated in the meeting, which focused on reviewing the progress of ongoing programs and future strategies for various key initiatives under the Ministry of Women and Child Development. Deputy Chief Minister and Home Minister Y. Patton has emphasized on recent political crisis in Bangladesh and its fallout in Nagaland. A release from the media cell informed that under the able guidance of the Deputy Chief Minister, the civil administration and the police department are closely monitoring the situation. It said, to ensure that the political crisis in Bangladesh does not lead to an unnatural influx of migrants into the state. The deputy commissioners of all districts have been instructed to immediately activate the district security coordination committees. Further, they have been advised to keep a close vigil in the border areas and directed to maintain close coordination with their Assam counterparts and instruction for keeping all channels of communication open for prompt sharing of information has also been given. The state government led by the district administration and police are alive to the unfolding situation. It further said, with the help of the robust village administration, civil society organizations and the public at large, we are well prepared to deal with any situation that may arise. This news is a broadcast of Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Northeast Media Forum and My Home India have announced the opening of entries for second Kalyan Borua Memorial Awards. The award ceremony will be held on December 11th, coinciding with birth anniversary of late journalist Kalyan Borua. Nominations have been invited across four categories, which include print or digital media, electronic media, still photography, and videography. Journalists from Northeast region working anywhere in India, within or outside the region, and journalists from any part of the country covering the region, regular and freelance, can directly apply in the four categories. Applicants must attach scanned copies of their entries, 3 to 5 byline stories or video clips, and mention name of publication or channel, date of publication or telecast, and language. Applicants must submit their biodata and ID card of their respective organizations, along with detailed address, mobile phone number, and email ID before the last date of 30th September at northeastmediaforumofficial@gmail.com. Music is one of the most universal and ancient forms of expression, transcending cultures, languages, and generations. A prominent name in Nagaland's entertainment is K3M, a mash metal band based in Wakha. Formed in year 2008, K3M's roots traces back even further to 1996. The band has not only left an indelible mark on local music scene, but also garnered significant recognition, including the prestigious Governor's Award for their contribution to music, presented to them on the 77th Independence Day at Raj Bhavan by Nagaland Governor Lal Ganesan. The band was also recently awarded the Best Metal Single at Rockarola Music Award held at Guwahati. The band comprises of four talented members, namely Thungbemo on vocals, keys and bass, Vungshamo Muri on guitar, Sanjon Odio on guitar, and Janbemo Mojui on drums. Over the 28-year journey, K3M has achieved many milestones, with the band sharing the stage with renowned international artists. In addition to their musical achievements, K3M has also taken on social responsibilities, such as signing Stakeholders Partnership Agreement with Indian Social Responsibility Network in presence of United States Agency for International Development, Chief Medical Officer of Wakha, and JSI India team. K3M released their debut official music in 2022 with the song Children of a Lesser God, a powerful portrayal of the struggles faced by children with special needs. Additionally, the band is affiliated with the Task Force for Music and Arts, further cementing their presence in the music industry. The band is currently working on new original songs and plans to release them soon. They are also looking forward to release their second official music video by the end of November 2024. After nearly 3 weeks of thrilling sports action, the Paris 2024 Olympics will conclude with a grand closing ceremony late tonight. In this Olympics, India stood at 71st position with the silver and 5 bronze medals. P.R. Srijesh and Manu Bhakar will lead the Indian contingent at the closing ceremony. In the closing ceremony, the Olympic flame will also be extinguished and the Olympic flag will be transferred to Los Angeles 2028 Organizing Committee, marking transition to next Summer Games. To end the news, the headlines again. President Draupadi Murmu honored with Timor-Leste's highest civilian award. PM Modi says proud moment for country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi releases 109 high-yielding, climate-resilient and biofortified crop varieties at India Cultural Research Institute in New Delhi. Women and Child Development Minister Annapurna Devi calls for center-state collaboration to enhance welfare programs. And Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton emphasizes on recent political crisis in Bangladesh and its impact in Nagaland. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a good night.